Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Pastor George Pearson shares a hopeful message on calling in your harvest. Once you've sown into God's work, learn how to receive the promises of increase He has for you. Now here's Pastor George.
Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. I'm Pastor George Pearsons, and here we are, day 10 of 10 Days of Prosperity. Now, if you're watching for the first time, you can go on to kcm.org and you can watch all of these broadcasts. If you've been watching these with us, you can go back and watch them again, study them. All of the notes of all of these days that we've been studying prosperity, financial prosperity, they are available to you on kcm.org. All you have to do is go to the sweet spot, click on that, and all of the detailed notes are there, scriptures, the outlines, everything that we've been talking about over these 10 days of intensive study in the subject of prosperity, financial prosperity, that is available to you. And so I've enjoyed being with you. Thank you, Kenneth and Gloria, my mother and father-in-law. Thank you for allowing me to be on this broadcast for these 10 days. And also, I want to remind you that if you're interested, during September of 2010, the Lord told me to call that Prosperity Month at Eagle Mountain International Church. So you can go to emic.org. You can go to our on-demand section where you can watch previous services and go to the month of September, and you can listen to these messages in greater detail in a live service at EMIC that we had. So all of those you can make yourself available to. Today, in our last session, we're going to be talking about the subject of calling in your harvest. Calling in your harvest. You've got harvest out there, and it's time to call in the harvest. I want to begin with Proverbs 10, looking at verses 4 and 5. Proverbs 10, 4 and 5, and it says, "He becomes poor that deals with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. He that gathers in summer is a wise son, but he that sleeps in harvest is a son that causes shame." You know, in the same way that a farmer does not sleep in harvest, when it's harvest time out there, it's time to get out there in the field, that's the same thing with us. We have a harvest that needs to be reaped. I want to share with you a word from the Lord that Keith Moore gave our church 11 years ago. We were having some meetings, and Brother Keith got up to speak, and he had a word from the Lord, and this is the summary of the word that was given to us through him. He said, "Concerning EMIC's giving, God's heart was grieved. It was bothering God that we are not reaping. People are deceived in their thinking if they're just waiting on God to bring it to them. Some are disillusioned and aggravated with God. How much more can I give? You think you're waiting on God. You think reaping is automatic. You think what you put the money in, it's all up to Him. You just sit back and relax and think it's all just going to come on you. That is ignorance and confusion." That was the word from the Lord. "I challenge you to hear the word of the Lord and to make up your mind, I am not just a good giver, I am a good reaper. I am going to get real good and real proficient at reaping." And that's what we're talking about in this session today. Now, if you're interested, Brother Keith Moore has a whole series that you can go to More Life Ministries or Faith Life Church, and you can look on their on-demand section, and they have a series called Rules of Reaping. And that's where I began to study those messages that he had when he gave that word to our church. I said, okay, I hear the word of the Lord. He's appreciating our giving, but he was grieved over the fact that we were not receiving or reaping the harvest that we had out there. I studied out that series. I then came to our church and I had a 3-day series that we did during the week just teaching about how to reap your harvest. And so we're going to talk about that some today. I'm challenging you to not just be a good giver, but be a good harvester. Be a good harvester. Let's look at Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4. And in this chapter, we're going to look at verses 26 through 29. I want to talk to you about our responsibility. the responsibility that we have in reaping the harvest. I'll talk to you first about the responsibility, then I'm going to talk to you about some hows. How do we reap the harvest? In Mark 4:26, and Jesus said, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground. Now notice, it was the man casting the seed into the ground, and he should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knows not how. For the earth brings forth the fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. But when the fruit is ripened, immediately he puts in the sickle, because the harvest is come. And so how we can look at this in terms of how this applies to our giving, our sowing, and our receiving, we are like the farmer. We sow the seed. We sow our seed into the soil of the kingdom of heaven. God is the one then that gives the increase. He increases the fruit. But then we find here immediately he, who? The man. The man puts in the sickle because the harvest is coming. As I said before, how ridiculous it would be for a farmer to take the effort, the work, and the time to sow the seed, to till the ground, sow the seed, cultivate it, water it, work with it, keep the varmints out of it. And then when the harvest is come, he says, well, we're going to go take a vacation. Or in other words, we're going to sleep through the harvest. There are too many of us sleeping through our harvest. And you've got harvest out there. Now, a natural harvest, if you let it go, it'll rot. But a supernatural, spiritual harvest, it's out there. It's out there waiting for you. It will not rot. It's waiting for you. It's your responsibility to reap that harvest. Let me give you a couple of scriptures that back up this theory of the spiritual theory of the fact that it's our responsibility to reap the harvest. In Proverbs 6:6-8, go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways, and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provides her meat in the summer and gathers her food in the harvest. Even the ant knows what to do. Even the ant knows that she needs to go out there and gather and bring back that harvest. Here's another one. Galatians 6:7-9. It says, be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, that shall he reap. He that sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. He that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. The man does the sowing, the man does the reaping. I like this here. It says, for whatever a man sows, that shall he reap. We are the harvesters of the seed that we sow. He that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. So it goes on to say, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. So you see, we are the reapers. We're the ones that are reaping in. We've got to go out into the field and bring in that harvest. Here's another scripture that backs that up, Ecclesiastes 3:1-2. Ecclesiastes 3:1-2, for everything there is a season. A time for every activity under heaven, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to harvest. And so what I want you to do right now is I want you to do this. I want you to accept your responsibility as a harvester. I want you to say this after me. I receive my responsibility to be a harvester. To be a harvester. See, we're accepting the responsibility to not only sow the seed, but to harvest that seed that's out there. And if you do any study on the series that Keith Moore did on rules of reaping, you'll find out that by the Spirit, you'll know where to harvest, you'll know when to harvest, you'll know what to harvest. You'll be able to identify the harvest. As a matter of fact, when you see those things coming into your household, you'll say, "That's my harvest. That's my harvest." And you need to begin to train yourself that when you see harvest coming in, you say, "That's my harvest. That's my harvest." And you become not only sowing minded, but you become harvesting minded as well. God wants us to be good sowers, but you know what? He wants us to be good harvesters as well. Now, let's talk about how to harvest. How do we harvest? Let me read something that Brother Keith shared in the Rules of Reaping series that he did. There's a little story. He said a preacher was struggling financially. Physically, he was well. He was strong. He had power, great demonstrations of power in his meetings. The ministry was growing. The only area of trouble was in the financial realm. He took time to fast and pray about it. He sought the Lord to find out why, what's going on here with the finances? The Lord told him that he was not in faith where his finances were concerned. He told him that he had to reap his finances the same way that he reaped his healing, by faith. So number one, in order to reap your harvest, you're going to have to do it by faith. You're going to have to do that by faith. But where that faith is concerned, there is a way that we reap harvest that it's so exciting to me. I can't hardly wait to get to it. But it's a way that we reap harvest, and it is a scripture way. Look at Isaiah 41. Isaiah 41, and in verse 15. And we're going to find out today exactly how to reap that harvest. We're going to call it in. You know, here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries, I had our accounting department give me some information, and I found out since just 2007, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has sown. And as you know, we take 10% of the top of the income that comes into this ministry, and it goes back out to minister to those who cannot get the gospel for themselves. We plant that into ministries around the world who get the word out to others. And that came from a time of prayer that Brother Copeland had at the prayer cabin when we were years ago $1 million behind, and he went to the Lord and said, "Lord, we're $1 million behind. We need some money in the ministry." And the Lord said to him, "You begin to sow 10% off the top of our income, and you sow that back into ministries." And we do that. We do that in the church. We do that in the ministry. And since 2007, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has sown in excess of $37 million. $37 million since 2007. And so what I've been doing with the staff, we have a chapel once a week here, and we've been calling in the harvest. We've been going out into the fields, Brother Copeland, and we've been reaping that harvest, and we've been calling that harvest, and you can do the same thing. Are you a giver? Are you a sower? Are you a tither? You can call in the harvest. But how? How do we do that? Well, Isaiah 41, 15. Listen to this. Behold. Behold, look, I will make you a new sharp threshing instrument having teeth. You will thresh the mountains and beat them small, and you'll make the hills as chaff. The Lord said, I will make you a new sharp threshing instrument having teeth. Well, you know what? In my Bible, right out to the side, there's a Hebrew translation of the word teeth. And the Hebrew translation of the word teeth is mouths. Mouths. I will make you a new, sharp, threshing instrument with mouths. We reap our harvest with our mouths. We have the sword of the Spirit in our mouths, that when we wield the sword of the Spirit, we are going out into the fields and we are reaping that harvest. Mouths harvest whatever they speak. And the Lord has given us a new, sharp harvesting instrument called a mouth. You reap your harvest with words of faith. I know that Kenneth Copeland Ministries, EMIC, we have a harvest out there. So what are we doing in chapel? Harvest, you come to us in the name of Jesus. We command the harvest of $37 million that Kenneth Copeland Ministries has sown into the fields. And harvest, come to us in Jesus' name. And then we act on our faith and we see that harvest coming in. We see it coming in. We are in the Spirit. We are out there. All of the staff of Kenneth Copeland Ministries, we're all in those great combines that are out there. And we are in the great harvest field of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And we are bringing in the final finances that God has for us. And listen to this. It says in Matthew 13:39, that the reapers are the angels. And this is the good part of this. You know what we do? We send our angels out there too. Angels, you are ministering spirits sent to help those who minister to them who are heirs of salvation. Hebrews 1:14, Psalm 103:20, bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. So we send forth the angels out there into the harvest field to bring in the harvest that belongs to us. You have the responsibility to harvest what you sow. But according to Isaiah 41:15, God has given us the threshing instrument whereby we are able to harvest. And we harvest with the words of our mouths. The word of God is alive and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. And when those words of faith go out of your mouth, they go out into the fields, and they're like the great combines that are bringing in the harvest. That harvest is not going to jump from the field into the barn. The farmer's got to go out there and get it. Go get your harvest. Go get your harvest. And go get it in faith. And go get it believing God. And receive that harvest from the Lord. Oh, praise God. Give God praise for that. Father, we praise you. We honor you. We thank you right now for the harvest that is out there that belongs to us. And we magnify you and honor you, Lord. We receive it. We believe it. Come on, just do that with me right now. Thank you, Lord. I call in my harvest. You call in your harvest. You say, harvest, come to me in the name of Jesus. Harvest, you come to me in Jesus' mighty name. And I receive it. I believe it. Oh, it's harvest time. It's harvest time. And you know what? The Bible tells us that there is joy in harvest. Yes, there is joy in harvest. And so we are harvesting with our words of faith. We are harvesting with our mouths, and we are receiving from the Lord everything that belongs to us in Him. Oh my, oh my. What a time we've had these last 2 weeks. 10 days of intense study of financial prosperity. You and I, together, we have learned that it is God's will for you and I to be prosperous. You and I have learned together that we are not subject to the times, but the times are subject to us. We learn together that we can have the same conditions around us, but we can experience different results. You and I have learned together, oh my, the things that we've experienced over these last 2 weeks, these 10 days of prosperity. We've learned together that we don't serve money. Money serves us. We serve God. And we are not controlled by it. We are not dictated by finances. We learned during these 10 days of prosperity that we have supernatural provision that's available to us. Supernatural provision. Provision that comes from a higher place and in a higher way. And we are not limited. Praise God for the paycheck, but we are not limited by the paycheck. God has supernatural ways of bringing it to us. We learned in these 10 days of prosperity that we can experience supernatural debt cancellation. I speak that over you right now. In the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare supernatural debt cancellation in your lives. And that God has ways. He'll bring you the finances. He'll reduce the debt. He'll completely wipe it out. He'll bring people into your life that will pay off that debt. We've learned that we need to call in our harvest. Call in that harvest. Bring it in. But you know something? The most important thing that we can learn in these 10 days of prosperity is this, that true prosperity is the ability to use the power of God to meet the needs of mankind in every realm of life, spirit, soul, body, financially, socially. You and I are blessed for the single purpose of being a blessing to mankind. That we don't hoard and store up, but we are walking in supernatural prosperity in order for us to be a blessing, in order for us to give. There have been so many times that the Lord has spoken to Pastor Terry and I, and out of our abundance, and out of what God has given to us, to speak to us and to say to us, George, Terry, help that person over there. Be a blessing to that ministry over there. The Lord has spoken to Terry and I about ministering to the needs of others, and it's a joy. It's a joy. That's why we prosper. That's why God has called us to prosper. You know, the first level of that is for your needs to be met and for your household to be stabilized. The second part of that is to where you begin to experience the abundance, to where you're able to get on over there and to bless other people and get your mind off yourself and get them on somebody else. And the Lord has spoken to Terry and I so many times about helping other people and reaching out to other people. And ultimately, this prosperity brings thanksgiving to God, because the people that are recipients of His goodness that we give to each other, they give God praise and thanksgiving for all that He has done. In these 10 days of prosperity, I believe that we can sum all of this up right now. He wants to prosper you so that you can be a symbol of prosperity and a blessing to others. Father, we thank You, we honor You, and we praise You that You've made us a symbol of prosperity so that we can be prosperity to others on this earth and be a reflection of the Lord Jesus Christ in others' lives. That's the heart of it. That's the heart of prosperity. That's the heart of this ministry. That's where Kenneth and Gloria are coming from. That's where I'm coming from. And that's where you are coming from, to reach out in love with others, to bless others with the goodness of God. Stay with us, and we'll be right back with you.
Come to these exciting meetings. Come to the 2011 Annual Word of Faith Conference, June 14th through 17th at the Word of Faith International Christian Center in Southfield, Michigan. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the Branson Victory Campaign, the 3rd through 5th of March at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The Southwest Believers Convention will be held the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas, with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests. Pastor Terry Pearsons is speaking at the Toronto Spirit-Led Prayer Conference at Canada Christian College, Toronto, Ontario, Canada, September 28th through 30th. Come November 10th through 12th to the 2011 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information on these and other KCM meetings, call 800-600-7395. That's 800-600-7395. Or visit our website at kcm.org.
Today is offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory, and I'm so thankful that you've been joining me for these last 2 weeks, 10 days of prosperity. And I wanted to read a scripture to you from the Amplified Translation. As you prepare to give today and to sow into this ministry, I want you to know not only how much we appreciate your giving, how much we so appreciate how you sow and invest into this ministry, but I want you to know the ultimate result of your giving. And it says in the Amplified Translation of 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 6, remember this, a farmer who plants only a few seeds will get a small crop, but the one who plants generously will get a generous crop. You must each decide in your heart how much to give. And don't give reluctantly or in response to pressure, for God loves a person who gives cheerfully, and God will generously provide all that you need. Then you will always have everything that you need and plenty left over to share with others. As the scripture says, they shall freely and give generously to the poor. Their good deeds will be remembered forever. For God is the one who provides seed for the farmer and then bread to eat. In the same way, He will provide and increase your resources and then produce a great harvest of generosity in you. Yes, you will be enriched in every way so that you can always be generous. And when we take your gift to those who need them, they will thank God. So two good things will come as a result of this ministry of giving. The needs of the believers in Jerusalem will be met, and they will joyfully express their thanksgiving to God. And so we see here in this scripture that when we give, the people rejoice for the good things that God has done for them, and they also return thanksgiving to the Lord. And so this prosperity that you and I walk in, are giving, are receiving, it goes up as a sweet smeller, a savor of praise into the Father's heart to receive that from us, and it produces great thanksgiving for what God has done. Thank you so much for your giving. I want to remind you of a couple of things before we leave the broadcast today. New Year's Eve celebration at Eagle Mountain International Church, Friday, December 31st. Brother Copeland will be with us. Denver and the Mile High Orchestra will be with us. What a night that is going to be. And you know that it would be great for you to be there, but you can also join us online. So for more information, go to emic.org. Next week, join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for a Thanksgiving Week special. This is Pastor George Pearson. Thank you for joining us for 10 Days of Prosperity. Go and be prosperous in the Lord. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To purchase this broadcast and other KCM products, go to kcm.org. You'll find extensive resources of faith-based teaching to help you find the answers you need. Have faith in God, awaken your heart to Him, and live in the blessing every day.